Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. As I was just talking to Chuck about, certainly a hard-fought game up on Long Island in the rain. Your team comes out up on top 20-19. What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, I'll start by saying we're very fortunate to get a win up there. We haven't won much up there. Haven't won since I've been here up there. It's been hard for us. You know, Stony Brook, Chuck had his team ready. I think our guys were ready, and we knew it would be that type of game. We were fortunate. We got a post on them in a long run. And in the last drive, we converted some things. Other than that, we didn't do hardly anything offensively. You know, we turned the ball over. Our defense bowed up and held them to a field goal one time. Then we got a sack fumble another time, and then held them to a field goal another time. And I think ultimately, you know, our defense running out there and getting some stops and holding them to field goals obviously was a difference in the game. They played great on defense. You know, it was really hard to move them. They got after us pretty good. Fortunately, like I said, you know, the last drive, we completed a couple balls, intermediate throws, and Savon popped one, and we could get the clock down there and put the ball in the middle of the field and kind of have almost a chip shot extra point there that we made. So extremely fortunate to come out of there with a win. But proud of our guys. I mean, they fought. You know, and again, Stony Brook played. They had them ready to play, and they got after us pretty good.
First question from John Kyle. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Coach, can you take us through your quarterback situation, when you knew Kyle Wickersham was unavailable, and how Jackson Hardy's doing, and how did Ashton Snelsier play? Thank you.
Yeah, well, Kyle practiced Friday morning. We practice in the mornings. Got on a plane, got up there. Saturday, I was standing outside the locker room before we went out for pregame and saw Kyle's dad, and told Kyle's dad how proud we are of him, and he really played well last week, the week prior, and looking forward to seeing him have a good game today. And I walk up, I'm out on the field, and Winston walks out and said, doesn't look like Kyle can play. He's going to try, you know, test it in pregame and tested it quickly, and he couldn't go. You know, and we put Jackson in there, and Jackson got hurt right before the half. Ashton came in and actually was pretty composed. You know, missed a run read. You know, we could have had something there, a poor cut there. But he threw two big passes on the last drive to keep that thing going. And so awful proud of him, you know, and the effort he put into this for us to help us win a game.
Can you update us on who might start when Hampton comes to Robins Stadium Saturday? Thank you.
Well, we just put a depth chart out with Kyle or Jackson or Ashton. We don't know. We probably will have a better idea. After today, we'll have a better idea if it gets narrowed down to two. Probably by Thursday, we'll know who the starter is going to be. But right now on the depth chart, I had to list all three because I don't know.
Hey, lastly, for me, Coach, Wickersham is an oblique strain. Jackson Hardy had a concussion protocol. Is that fair and accurate?
He's in concussion protocol right now, yes. And then I guess oblique strain, I don't know. We got an MRI, and there's really nothing structurally wrong with Kyle. We just got to see how quickly that thing gets better. Obviously, for a quarterback, I think if it was probably a DB, wide out, some other positions probably could go. But, you know, with the quarterback and, you know, always torquing when he throws the football, it makes it tougher, obviously, for him to function. So we'll see. We'll probably know who the starting quarterback's going to be, you know, after Wednesday practice, and then kind of go from there.
Thank you.
Next question from Sean Robinson. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you? How are you?
How you doing, Sean?
Good. I got two questions. I know you mentioned after the game Saturday, given all of the adversity, you know, this was Saturday's game was one of the biggest wins you had in a long time. Can you just expand upon how significant that win was for you, given everything that has transpired? And then I'll ask my next question after your response.
Well, it's huge. I did say that in my 7 years here, going on seven, I think that's probably the best win we've had based on, you know, the circumstances we had to deal with leading up to the game. And then obviously after early in the game and what all happened there. Now, I know Stony Brook's it was banged up too, and they were missing a lot of players too. So realistically, you know, we can't point to that. Because, you know, they had it probably just as tough as we did as far as, you know, the injury part of it. But, you know, the tough part is, you know, I think the toughest part is, you know, when you got to your third string guy who didn't take any reps, he basically signaled all week, you know, that made it tough. He had one bad throw on the pick six, obviously should never have gone there. But again, he tried to make a play, but he made a couple really good throws towards the end there that were huge for us. So, but yes, to answer your question, it was a pretty significant win, you know, just because of where we were and all the adversity that took place. Now, I know if Stony Brook would have won that game, I'm sure Chuck would have felt the same way, just because, you know, they had a lot of adversity coming into this thing too, as far as injuries and, you know, their backs weren't totally healthy. And so, you know, both teams went out there and fought, and somehow we scraped out a one-point win.
My last question, what's the message that you will convey to your team moving forward, at least until Wednesday when you have a better idea as to who will be the starting quarterback these next couple of days for the guys?
Well, I know tomorrow Ashton will get the majority of the reps for sure. Because I don't think Kyle can go tomorrow for sure. We're going to have to probably at some point in time, whether we know if Kyle can go or not, we're going to have to get Cam Coleman some snaps. And at some point in time, and we've kind of started the game plan how we're going to do that. But, you know, right now, you know, in practice tomorrow, Ashton will take all the snaps because Jackson can't go and Kyle can't go tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach.
Russ, how good was that defensive effort when you have five turnovers and some of the spots that they were in for your guys to be able to step up and keep yourself in the game?
It's big. You know, I saw a great look in our defensive players' eyes. You know, Coach Wood, you know, we talked yesterday. You know, he every time he sent them out there, they had a lot of confidence that they could get it done. And like I said, the three different times on turnovers in a tough situation, you know, our guys, you know, bowed their necks twice, held them field goals, and another one created a turnover. You know, they were pretty confident going out there. You know, and again, the weather conditions were awful. I know you guys weren't up there, but the rain wasn't the factor. It was the wind. And it was in the second half, I mean, it was gusting pretty bad. I mean, to the point where, I mean, it was way up there. And, you know, you kind of felt like it was going to be a field position game. They handled the field position way better than we did. They had us backed up three different occasions from our five and in, once on the one, once on the two, once on the five, just great punts. Down them in there. But, you know, I'll give our guys a lot of credit and our coaching staff credit. You know, we wanted to take off as much time as we possibly could when we were into the wind. And I think that first quarter, we held the ball for almost 11 minutes of that first quarter, which we had to do to get back to the wind in the second quarter. And not quite as much in the third quarter, but, you know, we had the wind in the fourth quarter, and that was a big help.
Saturday, you guys are back at home to play a Hampton team that's off to a 2-1 start and has leading the league in rushing yardage. What impressions you about the Pirates?
Good football team. They got good players. Their two backs are excellent. You know, last year we saw one of them quite a bit and didn't like what we saw. We didn't defend him real well. Excellent back. We knew going into that game last year he was really good. They've got two that are as good as anybody in the league. They can make you miss. But I think where they're really good is at quarterback too now. They've got a dual threat guy that's scary there. They've got some wide outs they can get it to. You know, we were fortunate last year. They took some shots on us, some deep throws, quite a few, and just barely didn't convert. And, you know, if they convert some of those, you know, it's a different game last year. And so offensively, their backs are tremendous. I mean, we're going to have to do a great job of gang tackling. You know, I'm not sure if we can, you know, if we're one-on-one in open space, whether we can get them down or not, we're going to have a lot of bodies around them. So we know it's going to be a test for our defense, no question about that. And then defensively, they're real good. You know, they're big up front. They've got some transfers in there. They're way better on defense this year than they were last year. And so it'll be a big time challenge for us.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.